This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
This is the time when we talk to the folks from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, and an old friend, not old, but a dear friend has stopped by, filling in for Kristen. Jenny Arter, how are you?
I'm doing well. So nice for you to have me today.
I am pleased to see you, and I am very happy to see you at Fairhope Hospice. I've known you, I don't know, I think you might have designed shirts for me at one time.
I did, way back at Promotions by Design with Catherine
Cheek. Yeah, and I still have some that have that on, the logos on there. But you've been with Fairhope Hospice now for how long?
Just over 90 days. I made it. They can't get rid of me now until they do something really bad. So.
I'm reading your badge and it says you're the development manager.
I am.
And I'll tell you what, I know you've got an event coming up and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But let's talk about your role as development. What does that mean exactly?
So development manager, I'm all things philanthropic at Fairhope. So any donations that are coming in funnel through me, getting the word out and explaining to the community and public how to give back and how to support us. But then also grant writing. Mm-hmm. We're presenting for a grant tonight. So bringing those funds in to help support what our group does, mm-hmm. which is amazing things.
You know, it's often said that if you believe in what your mission mm-hmm. is and you have something that you're proud of, going out and asking for support is one of the easier things you can do. It's never easy. You have a hard job, but if because of the greatness of the organization, it makes it a little smoother, doesn't it?
It does make it easy when you work for a company that has such a great culture, but also the value of what they do for families. Mm-hmm. What we do on a daily basis for families is just unbelievable.
So you spend some time at the Pickering House, right?
Yes, I have, yes.
And so you see that everyday thing, that magic that happens there.
Absolutely. My mother-in-law was there four and a half years ago, and I got to see that firsthand. Mm-hmm. So coming into this company and working for them has just been the greatest gift.
So as you've talked to folks in the community, mm-hmm. and again, we're talking organizations, businesses large and small, individuals, everything from the volunteers that work there that actually also then raise money and contribute.
Absolutely.
To the big events. How are you being received in the community?
Wonderfully, actually. Uh-huh. It's just been unbelievable. I've raised my family here in Lancaster. I was born and raised myself here in Lancaster, in Fairfield County. And just being out there, I know quite a few people, mm-hmm. but even if I don't know them, that they joke at the office that there's 6 degrees separation for
right.
Jenny. But it's people love Fairhope so much. Mm-hmm. They love their mission. They love what we do. They love our support that they automatically love me.
It's love by association.
All I have to do is wear my Fairhope badge, and even if they don't know me, they already have a story
That's like your entry pass.
It is just about anywhere.
Yes,
it is.
We'll come back and talk about the big Fairhope Celebrates Life event. It's coming up here quick.
It is very quick. Yeah. I think it's like 28 days away.
Yeah, it's coming fast. Jenny and I were talking off the air about weight loss and how we can manage ourselves better. And that's, I think, a really important thing. You can be tempted every day. It's how you respond to it.
It is how you respond to it. You are now my weight loss guru.
No, I am not. I'm just a guy. We're talking that I'm down to a pound a week of weight loss, which for many people, they're like, that's extraordinary. I want to double that. So, you know, we're getting into warm weather.
Go bold. You can do it.
I can do it. I can get and 2 pounds a week, I think, and I'll be done in less than 6 months.
So impressive, though.
But it's hard. But that's not what we're going to talk about. I want to talk about a great event that's coming up at the Mill Event Center.
Yes, it is.
Next month. Mm-hmm. I think it's the first day of spring, if I remember
it's
right.
It's March 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fairhope Celebrates Life. This is your first one of these, right?
This is my first one from behind the
scenes. Officially.
Again, my backstage pass has gotten me behind the scenes on this.
Mm-hmm.
I have participated in donating before to this event with my previous position at Carroll Place.
Yeah.
And I have actually bid online when they made the online bidding available 2 years ago.
Yep.
I was able to do that. So yeah, this is my first time behind the scenes and helping out.
I have been to, Callie and I went last year and we were there in 2019 and we've got our tickets. So we will
awesome.
Be there for that. And I'm, because I look forward to this event. I look forward to bidding. I like, I'm more of the, I want to see it and, you know, bid while I'm there.
That's the way I am as well. It's, I like to see it and touch it to make sure it's real.
So you've been gathering, again, things from the community. And again, it's one of those things you walk in and say, I'm from Fairhope Hospice and we're doing this. Will you donate something? And people respond
in tenfold. Yes, so there are so many items for people to bid on. Justin Bruce and Katie Bruce Chiropractic, they actually are doing a whiskey dinner pairing, which is going to be so exciting. I believe that's going to be part of the live auction. But we have Diamond Direct $500 gift certificate came in yesterday.
Wow.
And they're not even local, but they're still supporting us because of who they know and how that has affected their life. We have, oh my gosh, my brother-in-law, who's in Tennessee, is making me the most beautiful chopping block from scratch. He's doing it himself. We have Jack Pine Pumpkins. Studio time. Mm-hmm. We have many different places to stay in the Hocking Hills.
This is people putting their time and talent and you know, effort. Sometimes it's, I made this, it's handcrafted, and here, raise some money with this.
One of our volunteers just brought in a Buckeye quilt that she had made, hand pieced together and sewn. It's beautiful. She brought it in yesterday.
Those, to me, are the best things to bid on.
Absolutely.
Because they're priceless.
So wonderful to see what people are willing to do and willing to give. Our sponsorship is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah.
We got another $500 yesterday that puts us over $30,000 in sponsorships.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. Jenny Arter is here. I've been remiss, so let me start with 740-654-7077.
You got it.
FairhopeHospice.org, and we encourage you to like the Facebook page, Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House, and keep up to date on everything going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Get on there on that Facebook page, because every time we get a new sponsor, we celebrate them.
Yeah.
Every time we get a new item ready for the auction, we are advertising that so that you can get a good idea of what's going to be on for the auction.
And so we're talking about the big auction. It's part of Fairhope Celebrates Life, a lovely evening with some heavy hors d'oeuvres and some good conversation, maybe a few beverages, auctions, and just a nice get-together. That is your principal fundraiser as part of raising the money. And again, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I know that you get Medicare money and you get this. And why do you need this fundraiser?
So it's funny that you ask that. There's a couple different reasons. One part is we never turn away anyone for their inability to pay. And there are often times where people don't have insurance and we're able to care for them through end of life.
Right.
And no cost to them.
You know, you got to think about all situations. You know, you've got folks that are homeless, that are indigent.
Absolutely.
You got people, you think, well, they have Medicare, right? No, so there's people that sadly are not 65. You know, you treat a lot, and one of the saddest things is children.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, we don't want to think about that necessarily, but that's part of the reality of what you have to work with.
It is part of the reality. And I think losing my own daughter when she was a child, I think that kind of helps me understand the position that those families are in. But it is so helpful to have those extra funds to help out with little things as well.
I'm pleased you shared that, and I'm glad you felt like you could. Because, you know, as I talk to volunteers, as I talk to even staffers at Fairhope, one of the things that comes out is that so many of them have been positively impacted, that they're giving back, that it's not just a job, it's not just a volunteer opportunity, it's a mission for their lives.
It is. It's an ethos. It's a way of living at Fairhope. There's so many people there that when I first got there, I wanted to know their story, and it almost always pulled back to, well, my mother, my father, my grandmother, my sister, somebody had a story about Fairhope and the angels that took care of them. That is the running theme, the angels that took care of them.
Well, a great one is among the angels right now. Ernie Doling passed away.
Yes.
And I don't know if the people, he touched so many lives that I was sad when I saw that he had passed.
And he was at Fairhope in the Pickering House with us. He has left such a legacy with our grief program. That's the grant that we're going for tonight is for our grief program. Some of the numbers are just astounding of the schools that we go into, and you know, Tracy
Tracy Miller.
Yeah, Tracy Miller has been out at Fairfield Union just recently, but they're in every school in our counties.
And I'm very proud of the fact that we were able to build the Anita M. Turner Center.
Absolutely.
And be have a place where that grief can be helped. We're out of time, but let's give information on the tickets. They are still available for...
Tickets are still available. Right. You can get them online. Just go to our website. There's going to be posters throughout the city. Mm-hmm. There's a QR code on those.
You can just hit the QR code.
It'll take you right to it.
That's what I did. I hit the QR code and put in my number of tickets.
As I am, it was easy peasy.
if you have an iPhone, I don't know about Android, but iPhones, it's built in.
Yeah.
Just open your camera, aim at it, and it'll give you the little yellow... Yep. It says, you want to go here? Yeah, I do.
And you do want to go here. March 21st, you want to go. You want to go to the mill.
Jenny, I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely.
And hopefully before that, too. So
thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you.